Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Pistol, I'm about ready to open up these lines. What's good? What's good out there? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. You can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, E Monster. So, hey, I definitely give you a monster salute for that. Don't forget, the show is interactive. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Catch us tweeting. Do all kinds of things. You want to connect with me, anybody that calls into the show, that's going to be the best way to do it. Don't forget to tell people that you're listening now on your page. So when we open up the lines and we actually talk to y'all, the people that tuned in from you will definitely be surprised and be like, oh, look at my dude, he's getting it in. So that's what it do. One disclaimer, when you listen to the music, listen to it on your speakerphone. When we open up the lines, take it off your speakerphone so we can hear you. I ain't going to keep telling you 2-3 times. You know what it is when you get that echo and you do it too much. You got to go. So, all right, Takeover Tuesdays and only night. We allow you, the listener, the artist, the musician, whatever, to call in and take over the show for 30 seconds. Tell us what you got going on, what you're doing, where you're from. You know, just take over the show. You want to talk about our topic, you want to talk about something else, whatever it is. It's Takeover Tuesday. Take over the show. So, all right, this week, what I'm going to talk about all week long. You can definitely change the topic, but I'm going to talk about all week about freebies with these artists, because, you know, this is for artists, by artists, and it's to help educate artists on how to step their game up. So check it out. Freebies, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. You producers out there, y'all laughing your ass off right now. Some of y'all artists are over there getting riled up saying, I got some things to say. So we're going to get into it. I'm going to play a track, then we're going to come back, or I'm going to play a couple tracks, either way it goes. Now, if the line fills up real quick, then, you know, I'm going to open it up real fast because people be getting mad at me when I open up the line. So I'm going to get into this track. This right here is an underground artist who is above ground making quakes. He goes by the name of E. Green. This is called Loyalty. You want to get on Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday, hit us up, 424-243-9649. West Virginia, call up your boy E. Green. Let him know. We're spinning his music right now on Takeover Tuesday with E. Monster.
A gang star has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
A gang star has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
Business of the excellent, precise with my rap sense. One of the meanest and the cleanest men I'm about this. Straight living, my death scene's vivid. This my first time in the kitchen, whipping, that's up and up. And I ain't talking make skills when I cook the muffins up. But that's past it before the pen and pad, but after Cuban Mac 10. Tupac, L, Bun, and Smalls, I wasn't rapping big then. Similes and metaphors, I read the wife a good one and not shelter these whores. I'm a major effect to your sector, my son's protector. Loving the red wave of my mic like a scepter. Descendant of the king and overlord. Tongue sharp like a sword. Fans feening for the next ball. Next mixtape like I'm the next star. Balling on them like a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Paulo tell me to keep rapping, but I'm like, nah. Hip hop ain't what it used to be. Plus, I don't think they'll ever get used to me. E. Green, an outcast, a standout. Life's hard cause I choose to live with no handout. It's high, get your fans out, church. Real, see real, when I'm still in the search. It's like, wherever I go,
I wanna jump nothing less than the best. Whatever I do, I choose to do. I stand up from all the rest.
Whatever I do, wherever I go,
I wanna jump nothing less than the best. Whatever I do, I choose to do. I just wanna stand up from all the rest.
Love and loyalty, man. Nowadays it seems like you can't have both. Like, you gotta be satisfied with one, the other, or none, my nigga. Ways of the world today is real sickening. It's like death before dishonor used to be the code. Respect mine and I respect yours used to be the motto. I love you used to be the truth. I lost truth, I now say. Allow me to bring y'all truth, man. Bring life back into hip hop, you know. Bring ambition back into youth, yep. Allow me to bring y'all, me, E. Green. It's my last ride, last one. My last mixtape, last one. So hip hop. Feel me to the fullest. G's up, L's up. You know the word.
Wherever I go, I want to jump nothing less than the best. Whatever
you
I
know,
do, I choose to do. I have to stand up from all the rest.
Whatever I do, wherever I go, go.
I want to jump nothing less than the best.
Hold
whatever
up,
I
yeah.
do, I choose to do. I just want to stand up from all the rest.
E.
A gang star has got to be the sure shot.
And it's like that.
This is a Monsterous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you. You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over, knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mup Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks?
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monstrous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
Yeah, so when she got that bad pinky toe, don't just break up with it, dog. No, exploit her ass. Get it? So, all right, I'm going to open up the lines right after this on Takeover Tuesday, 424-243-9619. Looks like people are hitting us up. You're going to be up first, 334. So, all right, get it together. So we're going to make a do-what-it-do, Takeover Tuesday, Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Radio Live, MonstrousRadio.com, and Monstrous These Nuts. Up first, we got Max Lux. This is called Celebrating the Life. And this one right here is going to make you feel good.
You raise your glass in the air and make a toast to this extravagant affair.
Celebrate the life.
We pop a champagne bottle, spin game at the models, getting paid.
Celebrate the life.
Through all the pain in the struggle, yo, we came from our hustle, now we stand.
Celebrate the life.
It's a survival, but we doing this right. We taking risks and now we paying the price.
We celebrate the life.
I love to see my folks having things. We come from nothing, no more art getting fucked. Helping each other living life. Hard work, dedication. Prevailing through the situation. Connected with the love and the blessing. I'ma bring a smile to my mama's face. I see the light, but I came from a dark place. We bought it by the, whole face. My family just came home. We celebrated. June 6th today, my daughter graduated. We party hard that night. We got hella faith. In the past, I was bad. Now I laugh, cause I'm glad. Life is such a shake. Praise the man up high. Life was supposed to make. Put this in the plate. Celebrate on behalf of the one that did take.
Celebrate the life.
You raise your glass in the air and make a toast to this extravagant affair.
Celebrate the life.
We pop the champagne bottles, spin game at the models, getting paid.
Celebrate the life.
Through all the pain and the struggle, yo, we came from our hustle, now we stand.
Celebrate the life.
It's a revival, but we're doing this right. We're taking risks and now we're paying the price.
We celebrate the life.
It's all love, we barbecuing at the spot. Dominoes slamming on the tabletop. It's nonstop. Kids playing, having fun. Sexy ladies enjoying the sun. That's how it is when we always come together. Unify, support each other. Black love, brown pride. I'm loyal to my soil. They're moving on the court, going citywide. We slide through the club, no fight. King five of the club, feel tight. Celebrating like we was in the torchlight. See, you was in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling, it's a song of life. You ain't even gotta bring no chips around. We the hustlers of the year. Drinks on the house.
We in the house. We in the house. Celebrate the life.
You raise your glass in the air and make a toast to this extravagant affair.
Celebrate the life.
We pop the champagne bottles, spin game at the models, getting paid.
Celebrate the life.
Through all the pain and the struggle, yo, we came from our hustle, now we stand.
Celebrate the life.
It's a survival, but we doing this right. We taking risks and now we paying the price.
We celebrate the life.
Tuesday, right here on Monstrous Radio, our live show. Don't forget, we do have monstrousradio.com. So, all right, that's Max Slug. Hey, he's trying to get in and do an interview. We got some nice interviews set up for y'all for September, but we need a few more sponsors to make all these things happen. Are you an artist? You need some promotion. You need an interview, all these type of things. I'm talking about that type of interview that can be reviewed 365 days, 24 hours a day. I should have said 365 days a year. What did I say, a week? Is that what I said? Fuck y'all. It is what it is. You know what I'm trying to say. Hit us up. Help us out with sponsorship at monstrousradio@gmail.com. So I'm going to go over here and do this Takeover Tuesday, see what's going on. I think I got my homie Jay Dirty over here. Let me see. Is that him? Jay Dirty, is that you, bro? Hello.
Yeah, man, what it do?
Shit, nothing much, nothing much. He's over here, you know, tripping on a Tuesday. Don't go out
really?
On a Tuesday. I just do Blog Talk Radio on Tuesdays. It is, that's all it is. That's all it is.
Oh, really, man?
So that's what's up. So, all right, bro. You're a regular around here on Takeover Tuesday. You know how we get down. We let people call in, take over the show. Let's see, you know, we let people freestyle, all kinds of things.
What's the type of the thing
for people that are new out there listening now that are, you know, thinking about calling in? What's the type of people that usually call in, or what's the type of things we can expect on a Takeover Tuesday?
You can expect a lot of underground, unsigned artists coming through here, you know, trying to prove they're the best. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
a bunch of people might want to come through spitting it. Yeah, I mean, speaking for now, back when I used to call in to take over Tuesday, that shit was just New York out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about, but.
Yeah.
It was nothing but New York motherfuckers on this day. But.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up.
Yeah, you swear we was broadcasting from one of the boroughs itself. You dig?
Yeah.
Love the Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, all the boroughs, you know, mad love to y'all.
Oh, really?
Still listening to the show. You dig? But, yeah, you know, it's crazy around it because some people, they be like, you know, can I call into your show? Please, click, 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 please. I'll be like, hell no. You'll call in there talking like that, boy, you'll get chewed up. You dig? So I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to try something new. Y'all can tell me. Sometimes I'm a little too monstrous. You dig? But I want to try something new just to see who's all participating in the show. It's all fun and games. It's adult-like fun and games. You dig? So from now on, I might start trying to do it like this. When you call in, I'm going to call out your number. And I'm going to say, who the fuck is this? And you say, this is such and such and such. And I want to take over the show. And that's how we're going to get it in. Now, you can say something back. This is fucking da-da-da-da-da from what city? You dig? So I say, who the fuck is this? Well, this is fucking Jay Dirty from motherfucking Georgia. The fuck's going on? And I say, how do you do? And you say, I'm taking over. And you take over the show. It's just like that. You dig? But some people,
right.
You know, some people are reserved. So I'm just going to every now and then do it, you know, to see what type we get. Now, if you're on that right there, you can ask me, well, who the fuck is this? And I'm going to say, this is E-Monster Monsters right now. Did you hear the fucking takeover? You dig? So, all right, let's go ahead and get into it. And please remind me about the freestyle stuff because I got something going on. Wednesday night, and I want to do something special with Monstrous Radio. When it comes to freestyle artists, I want to help. I want to enter this contest, and I want to see if we can get a Monstrous Radio freestyler to represent us over there. I'm just saying. We're going to talk about
really?
It later, but we're going to get into this takeover right quick. You will be got to in the order that you was received, so if you hang up and call back, your ass is going to the back. It is what it is. 334. Let's try this out, Jay Dirty. See what we get. Ooh, I hope it's not another pastor calling in. 334-828. What the fuck you want? Take over Tuesday.
What up, man? You know what time it is. Stax McCain, man.
Oh, what's good, Staxy? Stax be around some kids. She be around his family, so he probably can't say.
Yeah,
this
you know.
Stax,
Delta boy just calling and checking in. You know, so, you know.
Right.
Tuesday, man.
Do,
you know.
Take over Tuesday. You know how we do. You know. You know.
Yeah. You know, any artists out there?
No,
I got something to say, man. Any artists out there that's tired of their producer all in the video, dancing and shit, come fuck with Delta Boy Music, nigga. DeltaBoy.com, fuck with
him. Man, I thought he was going to do the whole thing. Didn't you? I thought he was
going to
do the whole thing.
I started to, but I couldn't do it, man. I'm trying to get to the day.
Damn, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, hey, so that's what it is. So, hey, now, that's one thing, you know, a lot of people, they don't recognize. You know, if you got kids, especially from third grade on up, it's sports season. Whether your kids play whatever, whatever, it's football season right now. You know? So here's a question I want to ask, because my kids used to cry on the football field. I'm not going to lie. I was at the motherfucking practices. I'm at the game. Even during halftime, I go out in the middle of the field. I'll be trying to sell my mixtape. I'll be trying to sell my shirts, my regular CDs. You did. I'm trying to sell everything. So is that proper etiquette to go around at your kid's game trying to promote yourself and to watch number 12 on the field at the same time? I'm just saying. Is that proper etiquette?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. It's all part of the hustle. I mean, it don't mean your hustle stops just because you step on the clock as a father. You're always a father. So while you still grinding and he on the field grinding, you could be in the stand grinding, man, pumping them seeds. Because there's somebody out there right now that got Tupac and Young Thug and BG, and they take that right now. You feel me? So, shit, why not put a little E-Monster in there or some Stacks McCain or Black G? You know what I'm saying? So, shit.
Why? Real count. Hey, and sometimes it might get your kid in the game. You dig?
Right.
Coach friend or somebody might be like, hey, put him in the game. That's T-Monster or Zach McCain or Black G, son. You better put him in the game. You ain't heard his new CD.
Hey man, congratulations, man, with those spins, man. Over 20,000 spins on your new, on the remix, bro. That's what's up, man. I seen you post something like that.
Go ahead,
man.
Yeah,
congratulations,
bro.
I ain't hear about that. Go ahead, though.
Oh, really? That's one of them great surprises you get, you know, because sometimes I go so hard, and we're going to get to you next, 715, in just a moment. You know, I just go at it. You know, I love this thing. Like, I try to tell people, one of the whole things about E-Monster and my music, I'm an OG cat, and I'm trying to prove to the world that after your kids is grown, after all that other shit, you can still live your life, go back, do your dreams. If you used to be a singer, but you stopped being a singer because you had kids, it's time to go back and be a singer. Get you a studio, do what you do. Fuck what everybody else say, you dig? But I go so hard, I don't look at numbers. I just go. I go by, I see what the people are doing, because numbers is funny. You see how motherfuckers be having 70,000 likes or 70,000 plays and only have 6 motherfucking comments. You lying something.
Yeah.
They don't like you.
Hey,
you buying shit.
E-Monster, can
go
I say
ahead,
something to you, dog? It's been on my because, like, I was listening to some old Outkast, you know, yesterday, bro, and I started thinking, like, even for myself, dog, like, we done got too damn serious with the music, like as far as our damn content and the way we make records and shit, like, we just too goddamn serious, too hard, too thugged out, like, what happened to the fun music, dog? Like, I want to go back and just make some, you know, shit that make motherfuckers want to rap, man, you know, and have fun with it. We too goddamn serious nowadays with the music, man. I don't understand. We done got off track a little bit, you know.
Real talk. And that's what everybody's saying about the youngins are going back and listening to the older hip-hop because, you know, there's an essence back there. Like you said, it's having fun. It's like, Hey, you know what I mean? All that shit that's playing around, that's having fun, that's drinking, that's mingling, that's talking to the person of opposite sex, that's making them happy, want to mingle and talk to your ass. You dig? Those are fair, fun things. Nowadays, they talking about, boom, I'm going to get it in, I'm going to bust a bitch on her head, boom. You know, if that's what you're into, that's what you're into, but you got to have something else. You dig?
You know, one thing I liked about the old music is, you know, a lot of the times with I can speak for the old Southern music, you know, the reason I really like the old music from the Southern rappers is because, and a lot of the damn times when you hear the guitars and the pianos and the organs and shit they have in their songs and shit, they actually had them instruments live recorded into that beat. Like, there wasn't no artificial Fruity Loop shit. Like, they actually played them instruments. You know, somebody made that. That was real music back then. Like, they really used them instruments for real. They knew how to play them. and all that. Like it was the art of it was just the art of it was made more, way more creative than it is now. Back then it was just way more, you know, people loved the music more than they liked the, you know, all the rest of this shit. The, you know, it was fun to make music, man. I want to pick up an instrument now. Listening to that old Outkast shit, I want to learn how to play the damn guitar. Nah, shit.
That's one of the hardest ones. Start with the keys, bro, and I'm telling you, it will take your musical talents to a whole nother level once you realize certain things about music. Like some of these artists out here are singers. We're going to open the line right after I say this, people. Don't worry. A lot of these singers out here, they don't know you're supposed to sing in a key. I'm talking about a key, like a note, a C note, you know what I mean, an A. Major, whatever, but you're supposed to sing in a key. That's why your shit don't sound out right. Why your song is in C key and you singing in A B major. I'm just throwing notes out there, but I'm just saying. You dig? So all right, don't forget y'all. We're gonna talk about these freebies tonight, about artists and them freebies. We're gonna talk about. I want to know how you feel about it. I'm gonna say what I got to say at the end. But we definitely going to talk about it. But let's go ahead and check in with the 715. They got their knife out, Jay Berry. They got their knife out. Let's go ahead and get them on the line and see what they want to take over on. 715-309. Who we got? Hello. Put the knife away. Damn.
What up, though, man? It's Black G, man.
What's up, Black G?
They're the boys in the building, man. What's up with it?
Same old.
Master salute. I see you grinding, man. Salute on that record, man. That shit bumping, man. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Salute Stacks McCain out there with the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like them, man. You gotta be there for the kids, man. Salute to them too, man.
Yeah. Oh, he don't know his line.
I gotta take him in and out, bro.
Sorry, I
got to
take him in now. He has the kids' football game. But go ahead,
bruh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on this thing tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know what I got going, what we got going on, man. They're over here, they're the boy, man. You know, we trying to make some big moves and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to promote my first show down in Mississippi, man. We got Frazier Boy, man. 3-6 Mafia in the building, man. Got him on deck. You know what I'm saying? So any artists down in Mississippi, if y'all on this line, man, hit me up, man, because I'm feeling slots fast, man.
Hold on. You said 3-6 Mafia.
Man, Frazier Boy, man, from the Bay, man. Frazier Boy.
Oh, you said
Academy Award winner. Academy Award winner Frazier Boy, man. 3-6
Mafia.
Okay.
Okay.
Memphis,
okay,
man.
That's
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I got them booked on the ticket, man. Everything ready. Got my venue ready. You know what I'm saying? There's the boys in the motherfucking building. We gonna show out. So, any artists on the line right now from Mississippi, man, hit me up because I'm feeling slash fast, bro.
That's what it do. So, hey, tell them how to find you to hit you up to get one of them slots. You dig? Or, you know, and also let them know where they can get a hold of Delta Boy staff to get more about their music and all that type of stuff.
Man, you can holler at Stan McCain. You can holler at me, man, on Facebook, on Twitter at Black G1, on Facebook, Black G on my artist page, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, a little bit of everywhere, dog. DeltaBoyMusic.com, man. We got a nice little blog going. So if anybody want to be featured on that jump, man, holler at me, man. I'll get you up there. Free promotion.
That's what it do. And make sure y'all check out that track. Showing love like everybody else, man.
That's how we do it, man.
Okay. That's what it do. Yeah. Make sure y'all check out his song called Delta Down. That song's so hot, bro. I'm telling y'all, it don't matter if you're in the whip. No matter where you're at, you're
Peep Gang, man. I got this new joint about to get ready to drop, man, with my nigga Polife out of Macon, Georgia, man. And Dunlap, man, out of Mississippi, man, called Real Life, bro. Joint go in, man. I'm gonna send you a snippet for next week, bro.
Okay, that's what it do. Well, all right, Stacks, all right, Black G, if you can, stick with, I got to check in with a couple more people. Matter of fact, I might spend some Delta Boys here in just a moment, you know, and then hopefully you could tell us a little bit about our discussion that we're talking about tonight. Tonight I'm talking about freebies. A lot of artists be trying to get freebies, talk about the bonuses and the subtractions, you know, to make them a railroad track, what we call equal signs around here, make it all work. I'm just saying. So hey, I definitely would love to hear what you got to say about it.
All right.
Okay,
I'm actually about to hear that Beltway, man.
You talking about the Minnesota?
Yeah, man. I'm about to go to the yo, man, for my nigga Charlie Bars, man. You know, St. Paul and shit.
Yeah, Charlie Bars. That's what's up. I know who that is. Okay, that's what it do.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right, stick with us, bro. Hold on. We going to check it with some old people. J.W., I'm going to try this one. Let's see. I ain't going to try it yet. Another disclaimer. I'm going to get to you, 843. You up next. Oh, no. Sorry, not you next. You after that one. We got 662 up next. I'm going to start. It's a new thing right here on Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. You dig? I'm going to test it because I got cussed out one time. But I'm going to open up the lines like this. Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. What the fuck you want? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm going to say, who the fuck is this? And you say, this is fucking such and such from what city, and I'm here to take over the show. You dig? That's how we're going to do it. Matter of fact, we're going to try it with this 662. Let's see how good it works. I don't know. Again, I just hope because, hey, we should have pastors and stuff call into the show. I just hope this ain't one of them. I usually can tell their number because they got a halo over it. But I'm just saying, we're going to try 662-645, Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. What the fuck you want?
I want to take over the motherfucking show.
That's what they do. Who we got on the line?
Man, you already, it's that nigga Black Tail, nigga. I'm the only motherfucker that's going to call with a 662 number around that motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about?
Actually, 1 week we had like three of them. But, yeah, but I hear you. You're the most familiar one to call in here.
But, yeah.
And I know who it is every time you talk, bro. Your draw is just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He called into the show. Oh, no, I called in to take over the show. No, your accent defines who you is. I know who you are as soon as you start talking. You dig? I just always say, who is it so everybody else know. So what's down, bro?
Mine. Working.
That's all you do.
And working. Let me tell you something, Ma.
Huh.
Like, nigga, I got like 5 tracks ready to go right now.
Uh-oh.
Right now.
That sound like an EP.
I told G and I told Stack, I said, man, look here, man. I got some heat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Dwayne Wade heat.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But.
You're coming from the bottom.
But. I'm going to set on that shit for right now. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to set on it. So,
hey, that a bitch.
Hey,
that a bitch.
Good, man.
Hey, that a bitch. He just pulled a Grinch Christmas on me, Jay Dirty. You hear me? I can hear them. I see the lights on the tree. I'll go downstairs. And all my presence is gone. He gonna say he gonna sit up. You know how much we like your music around
just
here.
Just as hot late as it is not.
Hey, well, you know, but sometimes, you know, you can't get away all the surprises, man. But
true,
I'm tell you something. I got this track called 100. I got a track called 100. Hey, man, look here. It ain't even no. Really, it's a salute track. That's what it is. But I named that bitch 100. And when you hear it, you be like, yeah, that shit 100.
That's what's up. Okay. So, all right, bro, what else you got going on?
I got a couple shows with Black G. I heard G tell y'all about the little Frazier Boy thing. That's some shit Belgian Boy throwing. So, you know, we gonna fuck that shit up right there. And that's at home.
Yes.
We on home field.
Right.
That's home field advantage. So y'all already know people gonna come out and support that. You know what I'm saying? So then I got October the 2nd, Black Tim, you know, I'll be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi with that nigga Shorty Low.
Okay.
October the 30th, we got the homecoming. The nigga hit me up. He wanted a picture for the flyers and shit, man. I'm at work. You know, I got a lot of shit going on at work. So, and I actually forgot about it. He asked me for a picture to put on the flyers, so I actually forgot about it. So he hit me up, like, when I was on your waiting list just then to get on. I sent him a picture. He like, bro, it's too late, dude. I already made the fly. I said, I don't give a fuck about that. You announced Black Tim in the building, and it's going to go down.
Right. Well, shit, if nothing else, you can make your own. You dig? Shoot, that's what I do. You don't put me on the flyer, fuck it. I'm finna take your flyer and make me a brand new flyer, and I'm finna be the biggest motherfucker on there. You dig? I'm just saying.
But what I told him was, I said, well, you know, even though he left me off the flyer, man, I said, you got all the other cats on the flyer. What I want to do, I want to hit the stage first. Because I ain't on the fly, I want to hit the stage first. And me personally,
right.
I mean, I ain't trying to be cocky or nothing like that. But if I hit the stage first, it's going to be hard for them cats to follow up behind Black Tim. I am just put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
You know.
Delta Boys in the building. You dig? Tell them again where they can find some Delta Boy music, Black Tim.
Call Black G. He got it.
Y'all so got like a website right now, and a group on Facebook.
Yeah, he got that blog that Delta Boy Music page going. Though he blog, yeah, we got that shit going right now. But see, I tell niggas all the time, you know, you can find me, E Monster. You know, we friends on Facebook. I stopped throwing tracks out there back to back. Like, y'all motherfuckers, it's a motherfucker takeover, so I'm still throwing them bitches out there. Or you can go on SoundCloud and find me at Black Tim 35.
Right. Okay. That's what it do. But, actually, that's a good thing, you know what I mean, that you're sitting on some music because, I'm going to check in with this other line, and I'm going to play this Delta Boy track, and then definitely I'm going to come back and I'm going to open up and get into the artist part of the show before we end up getting out of it because I got a lot of things to lay down on artists. But sometimes you don't want to put out all your music like you're saying because reason why is if you put all your music up online and everybody listens to it, you dig? Then when it's come time to sell your album, nobody's really going to jump on it and get active because they already heard all your music before. People jump on things that are new. You dig? You didn't go out and rush to buy the 1986 Coupe DeVille. No, you go out and you buy you a new Cadillac. You dig?
Hey,
I'm just saying.
Let me just say something before you know what I'm saying, get into the call. All right. You know, Old Boy, Black G, Stack McCain 100, Black Tim, Delta Boy, all my niggas 100. I'm built like steel, nigga, concrete. Eat a bit, push it like lunch meat. All my nigga Vice Lord Concrete. I'm a Southside nigga and I'm an OG. Underground team nigga Bum B. Rest in peace to that nigga Pimp C. E Monster, Fly Galder, St. Paul 100. That's just a snip. On that 100.
Okay. That's
just
what
a
it
snip.
Knows.
I just had to tell you that.
Right. Okay. You put some energy out on the waves right quick. I'm just saying.
Man.
You have me over
when
here popping.
When you hear that track, E Monster, when you hear that track, you be like, man, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, just a loop track, man. Now go on with the show, brother.
Okay. That's what it is. So, all right, we're going to check in with you next. 843? Yeah, 843. That's the number I called out before I messed up, right? Yeah. 843. We're checking in with you next. 843-269. Who we got on Takeover Tuesday? Hello?
What the fuck you mean? This my motherfucking show. Who the fuck is this? This Tony King, goddamn.
That's
hey.
What I'm talking about.
What's up? This Tony King. What you mean? This my shit. Who this?
International rock star.
Damn right.
Still my brother.
Damn right. I heard the brother on there kicking freestyle.
Oh, you talking about Black Tim?
662. 662. All right. Yeah, what's up? Finish that shit off. I was over here rocking to that shit. Throw it up. 16, my shit, so mean. Glisten, gleam, nigga, you know what I mean? Come on now. What's up? Turn up.
Hey, nice seat. Now, bro, what's your name,
man? Tony King, a.k.a. International Rock Boy Hustler.
All right, Rock Boy, check us out. Now, see the way you just hit that track. That's all it is, nigga. It's a salute, showing love track, nigga. Niggas calling out where they from, saluting the true niggas out, true real niggas that they know. That's all type of track, and that's just a banger too, though. Believe that.
Oh yeah. Shit, I was feeling it when you was spitting it just now, dog. I promise you, I was in the drive thru just now. Like, give me my fucking salute, dog. But I was banging that shit. I was like, hey, the lady at the radio, you know, she at the window talking about, what's that? I was like, don't worry about it. Give me my motherfucking salute, for that shit was fired, all right?
Damn, man. Motherfucking ain't shit.
No, that's what's up. So, all right, Mr. International, tell us what's going on with you, and then make sure you definitely get to dropping the information about this big thing that, you know, I stick my chest out for. I'll be telling motherfuckers in the street at the corner store. Yeah, they be passing by in the car. Hey, motherfucker, I'm a rap battle judge. They be
damn
like,
right.
Fuck you. Like, whatever. It is what it is.
Damn right.
But go ahead and tell them what you got going on, and then make sure you let them know about this thing coming up Wednesday night.
All right, well, shit, it's like this. Tomorrow I got a three-way battle, which means I get to chew two bitches instead of just one, you know what I'm saying? And basically, it's a freestyle league. It's not just a bunch of corny niggas that got together and decided we going to take over somebody's radio and freestyle. This shit is official. It's called High Standards Radio, only on the Blog Talk Network. You know what I'm saying? It goes down every Wednesday at 10 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Yours truly, I'm the star of that shit. That's how the fuck I feel. This is Takeover Tuesday, so while I'm taking over your shit, I might as well take over their shit, too.
Right. I like that nigga. That nigga, I like that, homie. If you gonna do it, do it.
Damn right, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, for anybody out there that's listening to this right now, the number is 917-889-9112. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you get on the line tomorrow at 10 p.m.
Man, you know I can't type that motherfucker fast. You gotta email that shit to me, man.
I'm going to run the number back. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I got to get them times out there, so because a lot of people be misconstrued about the times and everything. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I'm saying? Now, for those of you out there that don't know the time zones, it's four of them shit. Now, the Eastern time, if it starts at 10, just take off an hour until you get to your zone. By the time you get to the West Coast is 3 hours behind us. So if you all the way over there on the Pacific time, it's 3 hours behind us. If you're in the Mountain time, you're 2 hours behind, which means it's going to start at 8 and not 10. If you're in Central time, it's going to be 9 instead of 10. But either way you put it, this shit is going to go down. You dig?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, and yeah, and that's definitely the battle that I'm talking about, people, when I'm saying I'm trying to find, you know, because Takeover Tuesday is usually the day people call in and freestyle if they do. You dig? So I'm trying to find a hot lyricist, freestyle artist from here, to go over there and make some noise and see if Monsters Radio can end up sending an artist from over here, a monstrous freestyle battler, and take that shit. You dig? Now, the main reason why you want to choose, hold on, the main reason why you want to be there this Wednesday, if any y'all know about rap battles, I'm a rap battle judge. If you know about rap battles, Smack URL is going to be there listening Wednesday night. So believe me, this ain't no joke. It's monstrous to the fullest at High Standard. You understand me? I'm just saying, shout out to the host of that show. I always say his name wrong. It's Gooby what?
Gooby the baby.
Yeah.
There we go. I don't know why I can't get that right, but Gooby the baby is the host of the show. So make sure y'all come over there. And I don't hold back. I ain't nice to nobody. I keep it monstrous. My ear is my talent. You dig? I got a bullet system that I go through. I break it down by bars, punchlines, and all that type of shit. If you fumble, because I'm an old school dude, you dig? I'm an old school judge. I'm like, I don't know, but I should look like some old English dude up there with long white hair and shit in the gavel.
Oh, shit.
Talking about, boom. You did.
You're supposed to do that shit.
So that's what it is. Wednesday night. This Wednesday, y'all. This Wednesday.
Well, shit. Hey, Monster, check this out. 662 on the line still.
Black Kim still there, yep. Delta boy.
Hey, check this out. Fuck that. Get a cipher. Let's get a cipher.
You said a cipher? You trying to get a cipher?
Yeah, let's get a cipher.
I'm in net. I'm in net.
Damn right. Dirty,
I'm lying.
Dirty,
I'm lying. No, I'm lying like here. I'm lying
come
like
on,
here.
Dirty, don't do it, dog. Don't do it, dog. Come on, Dirty.
Damn that.
Come on, Dirty. Come on, Dirty. You got it,
fun, man. No, I can't do it, dog. My shit be in the...
Uh-huh. Well, hey, whoever that is over there choking don't need to be smoking.
Right.
Monster, put them black and miles down, boy. Put them black and miles down.
Water.
Hey, man, I ain't really a freestyler, bro. But
check this out. If it's a cipher, it don't matter if you wrote it or not. It's the art of the music, dog. If you respect the mic, don't matter if you wrote it or not. Just kick that shit. I freestyle, so you're not going to hear nothing that I wrote. You're going to hear everything off the top real quick.
But, man, I'm just going to give you some shit I got, man. Hell, I don't do what you do, man. Hell, you good at what you do, shit. And I cut y'all for a living. I ain't complaining about the sun. I'll just talk to you, right?
Well, we don't have time to do a cipher anyway. We got a couple more lines.
Listen, man. Listen,
yeah.
I mean, I don't mean no harm. I don't mean no disrespect. I respect yourself to the fullest. But you the one that told us
to take over your shit. So guess what we about to do?
Oh,
you know what?
Oh, damn.
Fuck that shit.
Oh.
Dollars at a time zone. Tone going to get on the mic and spit that shit with all chrome. I'm endless, motherfucking relentless. Motherfuckers can't keep up with some of these bars and sentences. I'm relentless. I did my sentences out of fucking prisons and is now I'm hopping sentences.
Yeah. Inject your shit, man.
Yeah.
Show them.
I'm
down 100, 200, 300, 500, 600. Said, I need more. 800, 900. Niggas got a whole whack. Niggas better fall back and let a nigga count these racks. So I hit the club and no flood. So I'm running no problem. My people eating no starving. You niggas sobbing like Marvin. I got my new J's in my city. And I'm strapped up and I'm with it. If a nigga trying to do no slick shit, we'll get the bloodshed in this city. It's my city and I run it. Been there and I done that.
Turn up.
I'm leaving. I'm getting up out of there, man. I'm going to get up out of there.
You a fool. I'm over here like your hype man. Yeah.
Turn up.
That's what I'm talking about. It is what it is. Fuck it. Let's keep the cypher going. Y'all done took over the show on a Tuesday. Fuck it. No, see, I don't even freestyle. I'm not even going to do it. Embarrass my motherfucking self on my girl. Hell no. And I got a judge next week. They'll be like, you didn't pick me? I heard you freestyle last week, motherfucker. You ain't need a recount. We're going to go over here and check in with the 715. Let's see what they got going on. 715-309 Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday. What's good?
Man, man, law serving and shit. I'm back up in this motherfucker, man. Salute Black Tim, man. I hear you over there, boy. I don't know who dude is that jump on. Mr. International. Keep your shit, man.
Yeah. Hey, they
what's
know how I get down.
What's happening?
Keep your shit, bro. Keep that cipher.
Oh, keep the cipher going?
Yeah, keep it going.
Shit, give me a word real quick. Let me show you. Let me peek the skills. See, people be like, yeah, that nigga can't flow. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, fuck that. My mom's friend is on the
man,
West Coast.
I don't put it past no man. Everybody got the art in them.
I put it like this, man. When I started this gangsta shit, I came over here on this side of the world. They was like, he's from Cali. He can't rap. He ain't better this nigga. Get a beat down. You know what I'm saying? No beat, dog.
Why?
I'm running it, cuz. Got a motherfucking squad in, half them blood. Some of these niggas is thugs. They ain't showing the love. Bad bitches in the club demanding me for hugs. I'm squeezing them titties. I'm dropping these bitches 50s, breaking them from 100s. Motherfuckers don't want it. Coming through, I'm clapping that shit just like a thunder. Man, shit. Look.
Hey,
I ain't gonna do it.
Though. Glad you got the boy.
That being said, the boy, real shit. I refuse to be a victim of my own people. Before I kill them, man, I'm hoping that this song reaches. I'm from the system. We're known for raising strong people. I'm trying to stay on the right path like a dome beater. Day to day, making do with what I got. My mama always told me, boy, you eat what's in the pot. I ain't tripping, though. As long as my family fed and got a place to lay their heads, ain't no sense in me being in the street selling rocks. Billionaire, damnit, I taught them how to ball. Snitchstone, God snatched, who crackers took it all. Got out the pen and bounced back like a basketball. Now I understand how to walk before I try to crawl. They say I win the mountain nothing. I prove them wrong. They say I'm always going to be thugging. I prove them wrong. I'm in the land with no peace, so I keep the chrome. Try to be the man in the street, it won't be that long.
Ooh.
Shit. I looked in the mirror and started spitting, and I felt like I was dull, so I reached across the shelf and grabbed some Afro Sheen for my shit. Started brushing up these bars, then picking up these scars. Now I'm in the back of the car getting a motherfucking Minaj. I can't do it right there. I ain't gonna do it. I'm about to get PGX rated on this bitch. I ain't gonna do it. Hey Monster, no matter how many times we take over your radio station, dog, I ain't gonna get X rated on your show, dog. I'll keep it PG-13 because I don't know who out there listening right now.
I got a verse for you, Tony. I already wrote this shit, but goddamn it, y'all done got me amped up tonight. See what y'all done did. It'd be like this here. Let me see if I remember this shit. Loyalty ain't a switch you can turn on and off. You born with it, you stuck with it. It never goes off. It's a gift and a curse. I ain't lying, I swear, because you might love them out of the way, but for you, they don't care. And there's hell, boy. Who real, who fake, it's hard to tell, boy. But I can tell when they pussy, they got a smell, boy. And every motherfucking rat got a tail, boy. What the hell, boy? Don't be saying you riding and you gon' freeze in the song. Use a pussy, why you talking killer? You dead wrong. But shout out to my brothers, man. I love them so hard. And for any one of them, I die, I swear to God. You know what I'm talking about? I'm right.
And the gangster hand clap goes like clap, clap, salute. Please don't shoot. The boys roll up on me. I'm reaching in my boot. I'm pulling out that blade. I see roaches. I grab the raid, and people don't think I'm juggling grenades without the pen. So then again, when you see me with the paper, it's without a pen. So every time I do it, it's coming from the pen. Them boys that's in there, they writing that shit up on them bricks. That's cool. Them same chicks is on the corner sucking dicks.
Okay.
Why y'all talking about them bitches like that, man?
Hey,
that shit ain't right.
Hey, fuck that. I started it on Facebook this morning. It's a game going out called Thought Potato. You know what I'm saying? Hot potato thought. Where you pick a thought and you pass that bitch around real quick.
Fuck ain't shit.
Hey, shit.
Hot potato thought. Matter of fact, Monster, stand by for the tag, dog. Stand by for the tag. Make sure you pass that thought.
All right, because I thought he said Hot potato thought.
Like
thought,
T-H-O-T,
thought.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hot potato thought. You can't.
Y'all dead wrong, man. Y'all know y'all don't listen to this shit, man. Then my mama called in. She was going to do a freestyle. She should have hung up the fucking phone now because y'all up here acting like that.
My bad.
I ain't sharing no damn side unless the bitch bringing some.
My bad.
Shit.
Hey, yo.
Hell no.
Hey, Monster, for real, it's hot potato thought. You know how I go. You can't keep a thought in your hand too long. You know what I'm saying?
You should pass on.
I didn't make him a thought. They
y'all
thought
y'all
already.
Going straight to here. Y'all going to here.
They don't
have
to. I filled out an application.
Speaking of women that be thugging and bugging, I'm just saying, she's selling mixtapes, weed, and got her thugging and bugging daycare out of the same damn house at the same damn time. You dig?
That's just saying.
Let's check in.
Hey,
hold on, we got to check in with Cali Girl. You dig? But you know how she is. She got the little thugging and bugging daycare. She got the little gangbanger babies outside of her crib. Some bang hugging, some bang pappas. You dig? I got to do a certain call just to come down her gangster block. I'm just saying. Hold on. Let me see if Cali Girl at the crib, she's going to come to the porch door and let these little babies let me through. Cali Girl, LVC, you at the crib. Sit down.
How the fuck are you going to put me on 5 minutes before the goddamn ass motherfucking show ends?
Oh, man.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah, oh,
wait a minute, Jesus.
Man.
Hey.
Pitbull, man. Woof. What? Oh,
I'm
sorry. I'll rebuke I'm you sorry. Coming on here like that, girl.
She's monstrous today. Sorry, Callie. You heard these guys, they freestyling. You heard all this action going on. I ain't even get to my topic, and we got 5 minutes left in the show. You hear how the show is going. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
But you know, when you see my number, you automatically put Miss Callie Girl on the line.
True.
Just like you
True.
Put Jay Dirty on the line when he comes on. You do the same thing for me. I'm the original.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. He mute you out. He mute you out and told us that he ain't finna fuck with you tonight.
Oh,
well, that's okay. That's all right. I got something for his ass.
Oh,
look at her.
No.
Why so bad?
Hey,
hey baby's kids coming after your ass now, cuz.
I know, huh? You got a switchblade and a glass of Kool-Aid. It is. I'm going to play this music. It is what it is. What's going on, Callie? What's the temperature like out there in Callie? Is it still like 900 degrees?
No. It's like 70.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. It's like y'all winter out there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's y'all winter. To y'all, that's like 70 below zero. It is what it is. Y'all never get cold.
My ass.
It is what it is.
Well, you welcome.
Yeah, you're the only person out there need to eat a candy bar to stay warm and shit. Out there looking like Joe Frazier. They got to give you a candy bar so you can be Cali girl
no,
again.
No, I just need my Kool-Aid to stay warm and I'll be good.
Uh-oh.
But see now, I can't have my Kool-Aid no more until Friday.
Fuck your Kool-Aid.
Is
your probation officer coming to the crib to give you a UA? Why can't you have your
Kool-Aid? No, because I go back to work tomorrow. So I have to be sober.
Damn.
I got to be sober. Otherwise, how am I going to be supervising the playground if I'm, you know, not all there?
Right.
No, man.
She be out there talking about, hey, look, get out off that motherfucking swing set and go catch me my yet. No, it's the other bottle. The other bottle, damn it. People
shit,
fucking a kid.
Monster.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't, fuck that. This is my show tonight anyway. Fuck this shit.
You
I'm going to let
what?
You have.
I don't know it's my show.
Oh,
let's
okay,
get
well,
this
shit.
Straight.
Matter of
let's
fact,
get
matter
this
fact.
Straight. Let's get this straight. Miss Cali Girl runs Monsters Radio Show. Miss Cali Girl is the original one. Nobody runs the show but me. I give you permission to run the show.
Oh, you talking about like that Jamaican, like that Jamaican off of Belly, right? The one that split.
I run the motherfucking shit.
I
run
you.
It.
Not
lucky
not
I
so
don't
monster.
Put you on mute.
So Monster, this Cali. So, yeah, that one. Hey, so this Cali shit, so I'm going to give it back to Cali. And normally I don't do this shit, but it was my show before Cali came and took my spot back, and that's cool. I ain't gonna fuck with it. But right now I'm in the middle of fucking up some chalupas, and I'm about to drop my phone in some sauce, and I can't have that shit because I got a battle tomorrow and everything. So I got to bounce so I can fuck these chalupas up, right? So I'm gonna drop the number off one more time for y'all. Number for tomorrow's show is 917-889-9. 112. You know what I mean? 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock West Coast Time. You dig?
That's what it do. And if you have problems, you can always connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter to get the number or the promo that goes with it. You dig? Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And stand by for
all
that
right,
thought potato
it
now. It's coming your way. Make sure you pass the thought potato now. You get caught
that
with a thought,
hilarious.
You're going
to
laugh at it. But shit, this is Tony King, a.k.a. International Rock Boy Hustler, signing out. Jay Dirty, my dude. I'll holler at you. Cali Girl, I'm going to holler at you. Monster, I'm going to holler at you. 662, I'm going to holler at you. Matter of fact, hey, Monster, link me in 662 up if you can, dog.
Okay. I'm going to go with the whole Delta Boy squad. You dig?
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. Put me on Delta Squad. Okay. I was playing with the Delta Squad on Call of Duty earlier, yo. That shit was crazy.
That's what's up.
So, all right, y'all hold it down, huh?
Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, Callie.
Yeah.
What you want to talk about tonight?
Nothing. I just wanted to act like I was taking over the show. You know how Callie girls
are. Bitch. You just came in here smack motherfuckers like Devo and ain't got shit to take. It is what it is.
Yes.
Get it.
Okay. The show's about to end right now. So please play my song. I know, because you put me
on
the line. But
that?
That's okay. I still love you.
What song is that?
Know.
What
just
song you want to hear?
Just play something hype. I don't care.
She said, play something hype. All right. It's not real hype, but it definitely bangs. I'm going to get into some Dutcher Boys on my way up out of here.
Okay.
I apologize if, you know, that we didn't get to the topic, but you heard the show. You know how to do it. Takeover Tuesday. It's not about me. It's about you, motherfucker. It is what it is, and don't be nice about it. We don't care what somebody else thinks. Call and give your opinion. You dig? Don't be scared if somebody don't agree with you, motherfucker. That's what makes you monstrous. You dig? Do your thing. You dig? Because you won't be judged by what others do to you. You'll be judged by what you do to others. So just make sure you do the right thing. I ain't trying to preach. I'm just saying before we get up out of here. But, hey, the rest of the week, that's what we're going to talk about. I doubt if we talk about it tomorrow. But we talk about freebies in the music game. You dig? There's artists that talk about how they want freebies all the time. But guess what? The producers are mad as a motherfucker. So, hey, we're going to talk about
I just sold a beat tonight, man. I just sold a beat tonight. Yeah, man. Exclusive, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, hey, how can people get a hold of you? You think, well, matter of fact, fuck it. Let's just go ahead and go until we enter the archives. They can check this shit out when they got time. You know, we'll talk about it at least a little bit, about 5 minutes. I got shit to do. But what's up with the how do you feel about the situation with the artists asking for free beats and things like that?
Well, the thing is, man, I don't mind giving artists free beats, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's on a regular basis, man, hell no. Like, if I give you one just to, you know what I'm saying? But most artists get your beats, man, and don't even motherfucking shout you out on the motherfucker. Don't even motherfucking
Ooh.
Say who produced it or nothing, you know what I mean? So
right.
They fuck that when they do it after you give it to them for free, you know what I'm saying? So now on, I just tell them, man, when I say a beat, man, I tell them, man, I'm leave my tag at the beginning, man.
Right. Yeah,
leave my tag
that's
at
how
the
it's
beginning.
Supposed to be.
Right, because, you know, producers work hard, man, to make them beats, man. You know, they motherfuckers, that's their way of living, you know what I'm saying? Most motherfuckers ain't got jobs, man. They do this music shit for a living, you know what I'm saying? So when you're getting that expected free shit, you know what I'm saying? That's like taking food out their kid's mouth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It takes time to make beats. I'm just saying whether you pay for the studio time or you have to pay yourself for the studio time because it costs money to build your studio. You dig? So just to give something away for free, you know what I mean? It's kind of weird to me because a lot of people don't know. That's how I started in the game. I started as a producer making beats. I really just started rapping on them to get other artists to want to fuck with my beat. I was thinking that they'd be like, oh, I can rock that beat better than you. Well, fuck it. Let's do it. I own the beat. Let's do it, and we'll make a hit song out of it. You dig? It just got to be to the point where I started building a fan base where people was like, I like that song, period. I like your voice on it. You know what I mean? But to artists out there, in my opinion, you dig, that don't make it written in scripture. But in my opinion, you don't want free beats in the pursuit of doing an album. Honestly, it's a waste of your time as an artist. I'm gonna keep it why? Because you can't sell the beat.
Don't buy them exclusives. Don't buy them exclusives, man. Get the paperwork for them, man. Make sure they're yours, man. Get the agreement down with you and the producer. They your beat. It's your beat once it exchanged exclusively. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them leases, man. Get it exclusive. Get it exclusive, man. Then it's yours.
Yeah.
Can I speak my piece on that, Imam?
Go ahead.
I feel like this here, bro. Any artist out this bitch listening, dog, if you really serious about your damn career, man, you really trying to make some damn bread, you need to learn how to make your own fucking beats. Because these goddamn producers is highballing and these damn artists ain't trying to pay no money. So this all at war with each other. Learn how to make your own goddamn beats. Because I don't like signing no damn leases and rights and all that because I don't want nobody eating off me when I drop a hot single. I don't like being connected to nobody. But this is just me speaking. I ain't shit. Believe that. I already put that out there. This is just me speaking as an artist. I had to learn how to make my own beats. Had to learn how to record my goddamn self because I don't like nobody holding shit on me. Ain't nobody in my goddamn pockets unless I want them there. Fuck all the paperwork, signing, all that kind of shit. It's got to be very, very correct for me to fuck with it. I ain't no sucker. It ain't happening with me.
Right.
Learn how to make. Learn how to do it for yourself before you go dabbing in somebody else.
On this note, you ain't got to be no sucker, bro. You just got to know your business. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. Hey, you ain't got to fuck with every producer. Every producer ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? I done met some A1 producers that I done bought exclusive tracks for the low. You know what I'm saying? They willing to work with you and shit. You know, it's a lot of producers out there that's willing to work with you. So you can't say all these producers. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, like I said, man, I'm on the
Have anybody came to you for beats, bro?
Nah, I wouldn't sell my beats no way, girl. I just do it for me. I learn how to do my own thing. I stick in my lane. I fuck with producers if I'm really trying to make a solid album that I'm really trying to get out there. I go buy some real hot beats from a producer that's willing to fuck with me.
That's all I'm saying.
If it's real big business, I'll go all the way professional with it next to go dab in the pockets with some producers. You know what I mean? If they got some hot shit. But I ain't, other than that, though, I ain't getting no contract with no damn fighter for no beats if I ain't trying to push a huge project with all the work. Damn, that's just too much.
Right, yeah,
that's
100.
I'll tell you why what he's saying has, like, so much merit to it. Like he said, some producers, they are ridiculous. Not all producers, but you got to, like, this right is so much, this makes just throw out, I'm getting excited. Like, one thing you have to take in consideration, like Black D said, you have to find you a good producer. All these dudes out here making beats are not real producers. They're beat makers. Because like Jay Dirty said, sometimes you got to learn to make your own beats. You dig? I make my own beats. Just only reason why I go out and buy other beats to give my album another sound of somebody else. Because, you know, after a while, you have a particular sound, it becomes repetitive. On an album, you don't want to become repetitive. You want your album to be like a roller coaster. Ups and downs. Some of these producers out here, or call themselves producers, are actually beat makers. That's all they're doing. They're going to buy loop packets. You dig? Take the loop packet, construct it in a certain way, and try to sell the thing online for like $400 or $500. And they're fucking up the game. That's not real production. And I keep it 100 with you. If you fuck with a real producer, unless they fuck with you, and that's usually how, because the big artists, they don't, sometimes they don't pay for beats. You dig? But if you're fucking with somebody real, you should be, now this right here is real shit. You should be looking at, if you're talking about buying a beat out all right from a real producer, you're looking at least $12,000. I'm going to tell you why. Because if I sell you a beat, me personally, I sell you a beat for $150. That motherfucker blows up. You sell 500,000 copies. Guess what? Only made $150 off this $100,000 producing beat. You understand me? So that's what it is when you get to the higher levels. That's why the big numbers are way up there, because they know you're buying out all of their royalties. They don't get no more money. Real producers go after royalties, credits, all those type of things. Now, reason why the big people like Jay-Z them don't pay money is because they give their producer points. The producer, he'll say like, okay, I like the track, let's go in and negotiate. They're going to go from the producer be like, okay, well, at least give me 25 points or whatever on the song. Jay-Z will say, okay, I give you 25 points, bam, now he's going to get paid. Jay-Z sells 500,000 copies, he gets a fat check. Jay-Z sells 1 million copies, he gets a fatter check. And I guarantee it's going to be way more than $12,000. You did
already.
So that's why the numbers are like the way they are. And like Jay Dirty said, you don't want to lease a beat from nobody. Honestly, I'm gonna tell you why I do it. I do it at times, but this is why you don't like to lease beats from people. What if you make a hot track with that and he don't lease it out to 150 people? That's 150 people that got your motherfucking beat to that hot track. They can do whatever they want to do with it and release it. They release it before you do, you're fucked. That's why. But the reason why I fuck with leases and why I used to do free downloads, if I still do them, is because I use them, and this is how it helps artists. I use them to create songs. Then I go out and either I create a beat or I go buy a beat that's hotter to drop that song onto. You dig? A beat that ain't nobody heard. That's the key to the game. You want a beat ain't nobody heard. That's what makes it fresh and new for you. That's why when you hear a Ludacris album, ain't nobody heard them beats before. Hell no. Them beats never even went online. Big time producers don't put their real shit online. As a producer, if you're putting free beats online, it should be only to show your motherfucking talent. Your hottest track should be in a vault somewhere. Nobody hears those. No. Either that or you drop hooks on top of them. I didn't say motherfucking drops. I said drop hooks, tire choruses, and let artists come behind that. That's how you keep it where they can't run it without you. You dig?
Yeah,
these are things that we're going to talk about throughout the week.
Yeah. Really, that's what I was going to say, bro. Like, at the end of the day, man, I'm a real independent artist. And one thing I learned from a couple old heads around me is learn how to do for yourself first. So that way, if something don't go right or something look fishy, you can always fall back and you ain't stuck in the mud. Always learn how to do for yourself first. And then if you want to dab in some business, make sure your pocket's correct and make sure they ain't trying to dick you with paperwork already. Them percentages of a motherfucker, they will get you. So make sure you know how to make your own damn beats and record yourself and all that. Learn the game, man. Learn the business. Music is way more than just rapping lyrics on the goddamn beat, bro. You got to learn music,
right?
Period. You got to learn this shit. Like, every step of music, the fuck you doing? So if you don't feel like fucking with nobody, you could be solo. You got it right there. You got to learn it first, man. You got to crawl for your walk.
Right.
Somebody.
Right. And I'm going to keep it 100 on my way up out of there. I'm going to say this, and we're going to play the self-support music. I'm going to play, like, the first chorus, up to the first chorus, and we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. I got stuff to do, and I know y'all do, too. Shit, brain fart. I forgot what I was going to say. Damn. Oh, well, it is what it is. Tomorrow night, tune in to Wet Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. What the hell was I going to say? Damn. It is what it is. See, I've been trying to do too much shit at one time. I'm trying to send messages, multitask, and get the music queued at the same damn time. So, all right, let's see. Shit, hell, monstersradio.com. That's what they do. This is Delta Voice called Colorful on the way up out of here. I'm making a hot mix for Monsters Radio, and it's all independent artists. It's going to be called Future Headliners. So, hey, make sure you look out for that. It's coming up real soon. This is one of the tracks that I got permission to put out here. Delta Boys, Colorful. Tune in tomorrow. It is what it is.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her vision. I wonder if she knows that she is simply gorgeous. And the way that she walk, have them stiffer than drink of mortis. Candy apple or something, she's smelling so damn important. Wink at me like she needed, I think I got something for it. I knew that she was a schoolgirl, and I was raised a gangster. But this was nothing new to her, I think she likes to change up. I told her I'm Ace the Flame Up. Congregate with Black T and them hockey style boxer beat down for popping more pills than Eminem. I told her I knew Kung Fu, but not the China kind, and not the type to wine and dine. But we can get behind the blinds and melt it in my palm, leave it in the sheets, gripping on my arm. I think I'm going in too deep. She say she wanna meet my mom. I said neat. Look, love is for the weak. Just shut up and go to sleep. She swatted me on my chest and said, you're a fucking creep. I said, you know you love me, bitch. And kissed her on the cheek, and then I told her this. I love you. And the way the sunlight plays upon her.